This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Litchfield City Administrator Andy Ritchie. Andy, welcome back, my friend. How are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. This is a beautiful day.
It is, and we are here to talk about an event that you are going to be participating in May, and you are going to be on a bike ride of Route 66. For those that don't know, tell us a little bit about this bike ride and how this all came about.
Martha Jackson has been following a dream she's had very successfully, as it turns out. She has started a not-for-profit corporation and is trying to establish a Litchfield Museum and a Route 66 Welcome Center all in one area and have that function, that facility, to have a Route 66 address. And she has purchased the property and has arranged for the design of the museum and the Welcome Center and has started a campaign to fund the construction. I go to her monthly meetings. She's got quite a powerful board set up to assist her with this. And just about a week ago, her corporation was successful in receiving from the Internal Revenue Service a 501c3 categorization. That means tax-exempt. A not-for-profit doesn't mean that you're tax-exempt. It just means you don't make a profit. But she's both not-for-profit and a tax-exempt corporation.
Which is outstanding.
It is.
That proves a lot of hard work went into this, because they don't do that for just anybody.
It took a long time for her to get that done. That's right. On Wednesday morning, May 2nd, after the Tuesday evening council meeting, and I will drive out to California. My wife will have flown out to Northern California to visit her family. Mm-hmm. So Wednesday morning I'll be departing, and Friday afternoon I will pick her up at the Los Angeles airport in our van. And then Saturday, May 5th, we'll spend the day purchasing last-minute food items and making adjustments to the bike to make sure it's ready and so forth. And then on Sunday, May 6th, I'll be departing the Santa Monica Pier. Mr. Dan Rice is president of a company called 66 Tacali, C-A-L-I. Mm-hmm. He has a business out on the pier, and he specializes in Route 66 information and memorabilia. He's going to have a send-off for me that was arranged through Nick Adams here in town from the Ariston. Nick is a great supporter of the Route 66 function. And as of about 7 or 8 in the morning, I suspect is about the time, I will depart with Mark Steeren, the state farm agent here in Litchfield.
He's going with you?
Yes. I will carry his bike along with me in the van, and he'll meet me out there in California. And then bright and early Sunday morning, May 6th, we will depart, and we'll ride. The first day will be to San Bernardino, or actually Rialto, and that will be an elevation gain of about 1,200 feet on our first day. We'll be going almost 80 miles, and we will have to go through 314 traffic lights. We'll be in the Los Angeles airport, the Los Angeles area, I mean.
This is a long bike ride here that you're embarking on. What type of preparation are you doing? You're in relatively good shape. What type of preparation?
Well, I am watching my diet. I'm watching my weight. His weight is not a friend of a bike rider. Mm-hmm. Sure. I'm spending a lot of time on my bike, and I'm riding a recumbent bike, which is easier on my old body. My wrists are not loaded up like you see these professional racers, and my neck isn't bent way back. Mm-hmm. I'll be sitting like in a seat in your living room. It's just that my feet will be elevated onto the pedals. And I'm spending many hours on that bike and riding it when the weather isn't too bad. Lately, like just last weekend, I rode to Edwardsville and back. My route took me almost 80 miles. And I wanted to see if I could do that completely self-supported with food and water on the bike and not get any external support. And it worked out wonderfully. I'm going to be riding as much of the original Route 66 as possible, and I'm doing that as a fundraiser. The purpose of the ride is to raise funds for the museum. They need nearly $500,000 to complete the construction, is what is estimated now. And the Litchfield Museum and Route 66 Corporation has put out a brochure for taking pledges on my ride, for like pledging a penny a mile or or more, depending upon, you could pledge a dollar a mile and at 2,400 miles.
That would be nice.
That would really help.
Yeah.
But it's just a pledge, and nothing will be collected until after the ride is over.
Are you excited about this ride?
Yes, I am. There's a lot of trepidation here. I'm having to cross the Rocky Mountains on a bicycle.
Is that the only dangerous part, the high altitude? Would that be the only?
That would be the hardest part, because I'll be riding above 25% of the atmosphere. So the air is a lot thinner. When I'll be up almost to 7,000 feet in some places, and going up and down on top of that. Many places, the Route 66 had an interstate put over it, and there are no other roads. So in Arizona and New Mexico, I'll spend a lot of time on the shoulder of the interstate system. That's not forbidden in those two states simply because of that. And I'm getting a lot of support for that portion of the ride as well. A man named Lon Haldeman runs PAC Tours, PAC Tours, and that's Pacific Atlantic Cycle Tours. He's ridden across America dozens and dozens of times, many, many times. He's raced across America. He's won that race several times, and he sent many of the records. He has a tour that he takes 2 years to do. He tours Route 66 from California to Texas, and then from Texas to Illinois the following year, and he gave me all of his route cards. That's what this stack of paper right here is. It's a turn-by-turn guide on how not to get lost. I can't just start in California, head east till I hit the river and turn left. It gets a little bit more complex than that.
Right, right.
So this is a great help. That was my biggest concern, was how am I going to keep from getting lost? I can't take a GPS because their batteries are only good for a couple hours.
Right. Was this an easy decision to say, hey, I'm going to do this? Or do you have to think really hard about
it? I had to give it some thought. I've wanted to do this, but I've got a day job, too, so I had to save up my leave.
I think you have a day. Yeah, you do have a day. Yeah.
I had to save up all of the leave that the city gives me, so I'm not taking any extra time off.
Right.
The big problem I had was having my route. I've done long-distance travel before. I rode a bicycle from San Francisco to Los Angeles along the Pacific Coast Highway. And as simple as that sounds, it was really complex when you're in a town, because just because of the directions and when to turn.
We are running short on time here.
Okay.
Andy, thank you so much for coming in here. Let's talk about this museum, though. This
sure.
will have a tremendous impact if they can get the funding collected for this.
Yes.
This would be a major asset for the city, won't it?
Oh, it will be a wonderful asset for the city, not only for the city, but for the state. The state has broken Route 66 up into three areas, the north, central, and south. And we've got the Skyview Drive-In Theater. We've got the Ariston Cafe and Restaurant. And with this museum here, we would probably be the hub area for this section of Route 66 on the National Treasure Map. I think this would be just wonderful.
Are you or Tanya Flannery, are you looking for grants to help out with this, or are there grants available for a project like this?
We have taken a quick look, but this is a function that is completely self-sufficient for the Litchfield Museum and Route 66 Corporation itself. They have gotten the 501c3 function. They've looked for grants. They have applied for grants. They talk to us a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I go to all of their meetings. Mm-hmm. Tanya has spoken with Martha Jackson a lot. And so we are in communication, but it's not a city-supported function.
Okay. Well, I wish them nothing but the best, and
yes.
best of luck on your bike ride. I know that's going to be a major task, and I thank you so much for coming in and telling me about the bike ride and about the Route 66 Museum. I think it's nothing but good things ahead.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Litchfield City Administrator Andy Ritchie. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.